Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
Glory to God. Shake yourself loose. set yourself free today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for one more time today, Father God, that you've allowed us to be here. Oh, Lord, I just want to say thank you for the soul that shake yourself loose. Scream and shout, hallelujah. Shake yourself loose, hallelujah. Whatever has been binding you up, holding you down, shake yourself loose in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace today, Father God. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're about to do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we don't care. We know the devil tried it and been denied. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, he's trying to steal your joy. He's trying to steal your happiness. He's trying to steal your shout. He's trying to steal your hallelujah. He's trying to steal your healing, your finances. But shake yourself loose today in the name of Jesus Christ. Trust in God because he is your provider. He is Jehovah Jireh in the name of Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to shake yourself loose, I'm here to tell you today, all you got to do is decree and declare over your life today victory, that you're victorious in Christ Jesus, because Jesus did it. You're overcoming through Christ. My Lord, my God, you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Shake yourself loose and be free. Shout. I don't care where you're at right now. Just open up your mouth and say, glory. Hallelujah, because God is on your side. Hallelujah. I always like the scripture when the Bible says that if God be for you, who can be against you? I don't care what you're going through right now. Open up your mouth and shout and just thank God because God is on your side today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, welcome you all to the shout. I'm your host, Pastor Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I'm so glad to be here. As y'all can tell, I was already dancing and shouting when the song was going on. That's one of my favorite songs, Shake Yourself Loose. I just get excited, hallelujah, when I think about the things of God and what God has done for me. And you know me, when I look back over my life and see what God has brought me from, all I can do is shout and just thank God for delivering me from that thing from the past hurt and pain and disappointments when people try to beat me down and take me out, but God. So when I look back over my life and see how God brought me through, I thank God because the type of mind that God has given me, I have a strong mind that I'm able to press on, and I believe that in time heals our wounds. And I thank God for giving me time, hallelujah, for God making time for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Open up your mouth today and shout and just thank God. Whatever the devil is trying to do to bring you down, to take you out of that place of believing and trusting God is for you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to open up your mouth and decree and declare, devil, you're a liar. Devil, you are defeated. You can't and it won't happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you can tell the devil you tried to, but you have been denied today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to open up your mouth and call those things, hallelujah, and command them to cease and come out of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to speak to depression and command it to cease its words and come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, oppression, confusion, doubt, disbelief, hallelujah, suicide thoughts, command those things to cease their words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me let you know today, I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We ain't hearing the laws of the house of the Lord today. Hallelujah. My tongue is getting tired. But devil, you a liar. Loose your hold off our people. Loose your hold of God's children in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the shout. Hallelujah. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. So, hallelujah. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. You are his people. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his holy name. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Welcome again to the shout, you all. I'm excited to have Sister Connie. Welcome. Welcome to have Jayla. Welcome. Well, glad to have Darvina. Welcome. Minister Rafford. Welcome. Happy to have Dorita here. Welcome. Cousin Brenda Gail, welcome. Happy to have you all here today. Cousin Bonnie, welcome. And everybody else, I don't know your numbers, but welcome to the shout. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move in a mighty way right now. Move in a mighty way on all of us today. Rain down on us, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. I'm going to open up your line. I'll call your name one by one. And I want you to shout and just give God all praise and glory. I want you to run the devil off right now. I want you to shout glory, hallelujah, and tell everybody what God has done for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you don't know, I want you to, if you woke up in your right mind, clothed in your right mind, knowing who you are and whose you are, God has done it for you today. Hallelujah. Welcome, Minister Ralph. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will lift my eyes unto the hills from whence comes my help, because my help comes from the Lord.
From the Lord.
What's going
God.
On around me. My God is real, and my God is provider.
Yes,
my God is a healer.
Yes, he is.
And my God is everything to me. Amen.
My God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God keep you. Thank you for that. My God. And so
hallelujah.
When you give that word, when you give the word, the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, huh? That word brings healing. That word brings deliverance. That word brings peace. It brings joy. It brings happiness in any situation. If you believe, hallelujah, by faith you receive. And that's the only way you're going to receive it. By faith, knowing that your help coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. Look up. And see your help coming from the Lord, my God.
Yeah.
Don't look down, look up. The Bible tells us to look up towards the hill, from whence comes your help. Your help coming from the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, super, for the scripture. Hallelujah. It brings healing to my body. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Healing to my soul. Okay. Glory to God. We thank God for you here on the South, Minister Ruffer. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Teresa, open up your mouth today and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Welcome to the South. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
He gave me a brand new day. Been coming out of the
creation. Yes,
and he woke me up this morning. I was closed.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. You're so good to me. Keep on blessing
yes,
me.
You are, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God, Lord. We can't thank you enough, Father God. As your daughter said, Father God, thank you, Lord God, for waking us up. A lot of times we take that for granted. We get up complaining, but you got to thank God that he woke you up, hallelujah, in your right mind. She said, hold in my right mind, hallelujah. Some people woke up out of their mind, not knowing who they are and where they are in the name of Jesus Christ. But we decree and declare right now victory over those people today in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for the lost on today that they will be found and God will send one, hallelujah, that will help them and save them. The Bible tells that Jesus came, hallelujah, to save the lost, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm so excited, hallelujah, for what God is already doing, working it out. I was in prayer this morning, and I tell you, when the Holy Spirit is present and come upon you, it's nothing like it, hallelujah. When chains are being broken, strongholds are being destroyed and broken in the name of Jesus Christ, all that was holding on to you that you didn't even realize that when that thing comes out and you were receiving, you feel the heaviness of the weight that was on you be lifted off of you, because now you're in a place of trusting God and believing God. And that's what God works in, that place of faith, in that place of trusting and believing him. And I was in that place this morning, and I didn't want to come out, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, my Lord, my God, I thank you once again. Welcome to the show. Blessings and favor. Open up your mouth, Cousin Brenda Gale, giving God our praise, God, and all the show today. Hallelujah.
My God, hallelujah. Thank
yes.
You. I love you, Lord. I praise you.
Yes, Lord.
Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt
Jesus.
Together. I sought the Lord and he heard me.
Yes.
From all
yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes, God.
Thank you, Lord, for health, for strength.
Yes,
for your
Lord.
Love, for your mercy, your grace. I love
Jesus.
You, Lord. This is the
Jesus.
Day. And I
this
will
is the day.
I will rejoice. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Jesus.
And
yes, it is.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. We love you too. She said, you all, hallelujah, glory to God. She said, when she sought the Lord, he heard her. Hallelujah. It's nothing like seeking God, and he hears you, and you know that God hears you. You know that God is delivering. You know that God has set you free, even in that moment while you're praying, even in that moment while you're trusting God, huh? In the name of Jesus Christ, your answer, your prayers are already being answered in the name of Jesus Christ. Before you can get up off your knees, before you can say amen, God has already answered your prayers. When you can decree and declare that you sought the Lord and he heard you, already before your prayer, before you knew that your prayers was already answered, because you're in that place of believing and trusting God to do it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God, that when we seek you, we shall find you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. When they call upon you, that you will answer us in the name of Jesus Christ. When we knock, you will open to us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For your faithfulness, oh God, for you are just God, all knowing and all seeing God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord God. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yes, dear, we thank you. We thank you for this set time, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you allowed us to come together. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Oh, Minister Darvina, hallelujah. We welcome you to the show. Open up your mouth and give God our praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for waking us up this morning.
Yes.
And the death angel presence, by God. I just want to say thank you, Lord. I just thank you.
Yes, Lord.
To do in my life. I'm in advance, God. I just want to thank you for making my right state of mind. I can still clap.
Yes,
name.
Lord.
Your name. I can talk. I can
yes,
talk.
Lord.
I can still do
Jesus.
I still have all my limbs. I just want to say thank you, Lord.
My. Yes, sir.
The first thing should be added to us.
That's right.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Being God of my son, Lord, Lord, King of King.
Jesus.
Thank you. And I just thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
From last night, woke up this morning today to be on the show. My
Jesus.
For the favor of all.
Yes,
the
Lord. Thank you for favor, Father. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. What a minister said, she said, first of all, and this is my favorite scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You have to understand that when you seek things, you get things. But if you seek God, you get everything you need. In the name of Jesus Christ, when all hell seems to break loose, I mean, when everything seems to not be going your way, when you trust God in the midst of your storm, know that you're coming out victorious, that you're coming out on the other end wealthy and strong. You're coming out healed, delivered, and set free. When you trust God, when you seek God in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm not saying seek anything else. Seek the God only, and knowing that if you got God, you got all that you need. Know that He is your provider. Know that He is your peace. Hallelujah. Knowing He is your happiness. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is all that you need. So seek God first. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for that word, Minister Ruffin. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have Pastor Dorsey Manning on the line. Welcome, 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 welcome. I was happy to have my husband on, you all, when he can get a chance to get on. Welcome to the show. God bless you.
Yes.
Go ahead, give God praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just want to say thank you this morning for waking me up this morning. Thank you, for, Lord Jesus, for giving me your power. For
yes, Lord.
Glory.
Jesus.
You didn't have to do it, but you did it.
Yes,
you
God.
Thought, you thought it fit for me to have it, Father God, and I just want to say thank you. And I'm going to give
yes.
glory to you, Father God. I'm going to thank you, Father God, for all the ministry that you allowed me to give to your children here.
Jesus.
You know, I had a dream, and I've got to tell y'all my testimony because it's time to tell my testimony. Straight is the gate. Hallelujah.
My God. Amen.
He said, straight is the gate.
Straight is the gate.
Times, we'll be going the way everybody else is going.
My
this,
God.
We've seen this is the common way everybody else is doing.
Jesus.
I'm going to say, straight is the gate. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So stay on that straight path. And that's being led by the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
The Holy Spirit is going to lead you in that place where you need to be. Going to lead
yes,
you to
Lord.
Where
thank
God
you.
Is at. And everybody ain't going to go that way. Many are going to say they're going that way,
Jesus.
But they don't have the courage to go that way. But see, you have the courage to go that way anyhow. And I thank
Holy
you, Lord.
Spirit, move. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. I want to say, Pastor just said something mighty and strong. Then he hit me in my spirit. You got to understand, straight is the gate and narrow. Straight is the gate and narrow
yes.
is the way. Hallelujah. Like you said, many will go past and many will go the other way. Many will follow the crowd. My God, but
hallelujah.
Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Because if you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, it will lead you to the gate, which is straight is the gate
yes.
and narrow is the way. If you're being led by the Holy Spirit, see,
hallelujah.
We should not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds daily in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
if you're conformed to this world and you're so obsessed with the world and things, the Bible tells you if you're of the world, God said that you're not of mine. So you got to hate those things of the world. Hallelujah. And operate in the world. See,
hallelujah.
Though we live in this world, the world should not live in us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So if you get more of the world inside of you, you're going to become word. But if you get more of the word inside of you, you're going to become the word in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm preaching today. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. If you get the word in you, you're going to become the word. But if you get the word in you, you're going to become the word.
Right.
In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. Pastor, I just want to thank you for that word. My
thank
God.
You
said, I'm going to say it again, but those are just getting on. Straight is the gate and narrow is the
yeah.
way. How
hallelujah.
Do you get there?
Hallelujah.
Let the Holy Spirit
lead
you and guide
lead
you all
you
the days of your life.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. He come out of your shataya. A lot of you all
yeah.
just getting on the line, and I don't know your phone number. But if you want to come into agreement with us and shout today, I need you to open up your mouth and shout and just thank God for what God is doing in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care what it looks like right now. I don't care what your bank account say. I don't care what the landlord is saying. I don't care what your children are talking about. I don't care what the world is preaching and teaching. I want you to understand and know the word of God says that you are able because God is able. You are saved because Jesus Lord, my God. I believe we have Minister Marlisha called on the line. Marlisha, welcome to the show. Give God our praise, glory, and honor today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I came right in on time with that word. That was my prayer today to, you know, to decrease and, you know, don't look like the, you know, world. I was watching something called the Messiah, and he said, to walk away from me is to perish. And
Jesus.
I was like, my God. And
Jesus.
Instantly, I prayed to God, because this is not the season to walk away from God. This is
Jesus.
Not the season to say, hey, I got more time, because we don't know when he's coming.
Jesus.
To be prayer. We need to make sure that we have that all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
So I just
thank you,
God,
Jesus.
You know,
yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you.
To God. Thank you, Minister Marlisha, for that word today. We thank God for you, because that's so important. She said she was asking God. She was talking to God. I want you to understand something. When God speaks to you, hallelujah, when God gives you a word, hallelujah, all you need is one word from God that can change your life, that can change your world. In the name of Jesus Christ, she said the word she got, she said, well, oh, my God, my tongue is getting tied up because I'm so excited about the word she just gave. She said, to walk away from me is to perish. To walk away from God is to perish. There's no coming back from that. To walk away from God is to perish. My Lord, my God. And as she was saying, we don't know how much time we have. We don't make time. We don't create time. We take time. So I want to make sure, you'll probably hear me say this all this month next year, is that take time out for God. A lot of times we come to God wanting things from God. We take time out to go to get what we want. But whether you get what you want, do you continue to follow God, or you just get what you want from God? And once you get your healing, once you get delivered, once you get set free, once you get that husband or wife, once you get the promotion on the job, when you get the finance, the money you need for your bills, when you get that car that you said, Lord, when you give me a car, I'm going to church every Sunday. When you get those things, do you follow God? Do you follow Jesus? Do you follow through on your word, or you just go to God and get his things? Minister Marlisha just said, the word she got is to walk away from me is to perish. How many of us have walked away from God after we got what we wanted from God, after God delivered us, after he healed us, after he provided for us? How many of us have said, Lord, if you do this, I promise you I'm going to do this, and you walked away, and you forgot about what you said God to do, but you have the audacity to go back to God and say, God, your word says this, and God is looking at you saying, what about your word? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He come out of Shadabahaya. If you're just now getting on the line, like I said, I don't know your number, but if you want to shout today, if you want prayer today, press 1. We want to pray for you. We want to come into agreement with you. We want to help you break those chains and strongholds and soul ties today. We want to help you be delivered and set free by the power in the name of Jesus Christ and in his blood today. If there is one today that needs prayer, that we can come together. Hallelujah. Sister Connie, I haven't forgot about you. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for Sister Connie today. Sister Connie, open up your mouth, give God all praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout, glory.
Glory, 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 glory.
I
just want to say, you know, normally when it's storming and raining and cold and wet,
Jesus.
I can't breathe. I'm in the bed for 2 or 3 days.
My
trust
God.
Trust God. I'm up.
Yeah.
I'm going to work. I've been out in it. I can breathe.
Hiya.
My coworkers, they notice the difference in my breathing. You know, when I walk into the building, they tell me, you're not wheezing. You're breathing. I just smile, and I say, nothing but God. Trust God.
Nothing but God.
So, yes, I can shout.
Shout.
I can't talk. You know,
my God.
Is so bad. And look at me. I'm
shouting. You shout, yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I look forward to your shout, because I know when you were the point where you could open your mouth. So every chance I get, I want you to shout on this line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Sister Connie. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Definitely an inspiration to so many of us. You all be encouraged on today. If you're going through something, know that a lot of times God will allow things to happen because he's setting you up for success. He's setting you up for the victory. But you just got to trust him. When you hang on in there, when you hang on in there, I mean, really hang on. I mean, hold on and be strong. That's one thing to try to hold on to something and be strong at the same time. But God will be your strength. All you got to do is say, Father God, I need your strength because I can't do it in my own strength. So God will give you supernatural strength to hold on and be strong in every situation. But you just got to trust him. People say, what you do when you get stressed out and worried? I don't allow myself to get to that point. And when it seems like I can't fix it, I go and take it. I go and rest in the Lord. I go and rest in his arm. Literally, I go lay down. And people look at me like, what are you doing? Do you not see everything going on around you? The fire is getting more. It's blazing. And you sleeping because I trust God to take care of it. I don't have a pin drop of worry. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and my faith is greater than a mustard seed. I don't have a pin drop of worry. And my faith is greater than a mustard seed. Can you operate in that? And I'm going to tell you, when you operate right there, there is peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to lift up my daughter, Jayla, today. I want to pray that God will continue to work in her and that God will work things out. I pray for miracles being worked right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That God will open up doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray your protection. I pray your peace. I pray joy and happiness be your portion today in the name of Jesus Christ. And now that God will show you favor on today. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Once again, welcome to the show, you all. We have a few minutes left here. I'm going to give you all the message, but I want to decree and declare you all, over you all today. I want you to open up your mind, your mouth today. We're going to decree and declare this probably every time we hear on the shout, you all. In Christ, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Christ, we are anointed and powerful people of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus and more than a conqueror. We are doers of the word of God and a channel for his blessings. If God be for us, hallelujah, who can be against us? We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. All our enemies are fleeing before us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God has commanded his blessing on our storehouse right now. He has opened his good treasures, and we shall lend and not borrow in the name of Jesus Christ. We are the head and not the tail. He has given us power to make wealth. We dwell in a secret place, and we have his protection and provision right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God is our refuge and our fortress. We are not afraid of the snare of the fowler. No evil shall befall us, and no plague shall come nigh on our dwelling place. God has given his angel swords over us, and they are bearing us up right now in their hands. Least we dash our foot against a stone. It's recorded in Psalm 91. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name in 1 Peter 2:9, establish us, and we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are a peculiar person called out of darkness into his marvelous light. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name, 1 Peter 2:24, states that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, sickness, affliction, inflammation, any kind or any other disease known or unknown to man cannot enter our bodies. Hallelujah. For our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit of the living God. We are without spot and blemish. Hallelujah. We are intercessors, the righteous of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from him. Hallelujah. Says the Lord our God. We are saved from the wrath of him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 We decree and we declare that over our life by faith, that we operate in faith. So the message today, you all, we have about a minute or so here, and it's a short message. When you need rest, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burdens I give you is light. We live our lives, you all, looking for home, but it's only when we find our place in him that we find rest. David said it with beautiful simplicity, you all. I'm at rest in God alone. In Psalm 62:1, you all, you'll find this. Though the path to this discovery is often painful, the discovery itself can be a relief, you all. And not only to us, it gives us space to spread out and grow, and it relieves our other loves of burden to big to carry. Hallelujah. And there we can bear mysterious fruit in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you one more time that you've allowed us to be here in your presence, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving on this line, Lord God, that by faith that we're being healed, delivered, set free, blessed, and that we're protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for every individual, everyone in their household that's on the line today. I lift up my cousin Bonnie and her family. I pray their peace, joy, and happiness. My dear cousin Brenda Gale, my husband Jayla, my husband Pastor Manny, my daughter Jayla, in the name of Jesus Christ, Minister Marlisha, Minister Darvina, Minister Kim, Lord God, Doretha, and everyone that's on the line today. If I didn't mention you, I pray God bless you, God keep you, God strengthen you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that God will turn it all around for your good right now by your faith receiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is my prayer that God will increase your faith today right now on this line. Hallelujah. That whatever that you're praying about according to his will and God's plan for your life, let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. We're healed, delivered, set free, blessed by the blood, healed by the blood, hallelujah, made new by the blood, justified, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you and we love you. We give it all over to you right now. We put it all in your hands. I want you all to open up your hands right now, right now, right where you are, and just open your hands up, and whatever's in your hands, I don't care if it's your phone, release it in the name of Jesus Christ right now. All that's on your shoulders, pick it up and release it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, giving it all over to God. And now I want you to just dust your hands off as if you had some dirt or something on your hands, hallelujah, that was keeping you from receiving, from keeping you moving forward. I want you to dust your hands off in the name of Jesus Christ and be free today. You're free. Shake yourself loose and be free. Hallelujah. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we're saved, that we're delivered, that we're healed, that we are here today. To God be the glory. You all, we're back here tomorrow at 12 noon here on the show. Join us. And tonight at 7 p.m., we're back here on this same line for Bible study. So be here at 7 and get the word of God. Be filled, be delivered, be set free, be renewed in mind. In Jesus' name, God bless you. We love you. Take care.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah.